The Falling is a KSRO sports special.
Hello and welcome to the Division 3A State Championship. Hello everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. We're at Rancho Cotati High School for the state championship. Rancho Cotati Cougars versus the Bakersfield Eagles. Bakersfield Christian Eagles, excuse me. A historic night here in Sonoma County is not only is Rancho Cotati playing for the Division 3A championship, just down the road, Cardinal Newman is taking on El Camino in the Division 3AA championship. We're going to have live updates from that game from Paul Mayo Tarina. The Mayo Man's going to check in with us and give us an update. But I am super excited. Want to thank Buck Stoves, Pools and Spas for helping present this game. Jim Murphy, Kathy Slack, Jeff Woodworth, my right-hand man here.
Hello.
Jeff, what do you think? Are you totally excited about this?
I am excited for this game, Nick. It's a culmination of an entire year's work, not only for the players, but for us as well. And also another shout-out to Joe Pasquini manning the board for us back at the studio. He's been with us for the season as well. It's just we've come a long way since that opening game at Petaluma, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yes, the godfather, Sonoma County's sports specialist in the studio. Joe will have all the updates from other games that are going on. There's a lot of games going on here at 6 p.m. here start time. Last night we did have Clayton Valley and Central North Coast teams did win last night. And Joe will give us all those scores here probably in the post-game show. But let's start talking about the Cougars from Rancho Cotati. Their head coach, Garrig Hoteling, is in his third year. Garrig started out, he was under the legend Ed Conroy for 8 years, from 2008 to 2016. Garrig, he was tutored by the master, Ed Conroy, took over the program a couple years back and has his team in the state final. And interestingly enough, Jeff, this is the first team in any sport to make it to a state final, and the football team is just found ways to win. I got to tell you, Jeff, they found ways to win all season long. They were ended up in league 4 wins and 1 loss. The only loss was to Cardinal Newman, who ended up going undefeated in the league. So they ended up 4-1 in the league.
And they're in a state championship themselves, so it's not a bad loss there if you look at Rancho's resume.
Yeah, unbelievable. The Sonoma County, the North Coast section had 6 teams in the finals last week. In the regional finals, and all 6 teams won. De La Salle, the 7th team from our North Coast section, did not have to play a game, and they're going to play tonight at 8 p.m. in the open division for the, I think that's the biggest prize of all.
The Grand Poobah.
Yeah, the Grand Poobah of them all. But Rancho Cotati, 4-1 in league, went into the playoffs, and in their first game in the playoffs, they played Windsor, the Windsor Jaguars, and they had a very tough game. The Windsor Jaguars led throughout the entire game. But late in the fourth quarter, a fumble recovery for a scoop and a score and a pick six. And Rancho was able to come from behind after trailing 33-24. They ended up defeating the Jaguars 38-33. And that pushed them into round two. And in round two, they took on the Benicia team. And Benicia came in 10-1. At that game, a very strong opponent, had been in the San Joaquin section for many years. This was their second season in the North Coast section, and we all thought that was going to be a tough game, and it absolutely was. Late in the game, 33-28, the Cougars were leading, and Jared the Night Stalker picked up a 22-yard run on a third down late in the game. I thought that was a pivotal play in the game, Jeff.
That was also the game in which the head coach Benicia lost his mind and had two personal foul calls that really helped seal the deal there for Rancho Cotati down the line.
Yeah, absolutely right, Jeff. And after that second personal foul on that on a penalty, they had a personal foul. The Benicia coaches didn't like the call. They complained, got the personal foul. Rashid Rankin, and we like to referably call him the Diesel. And there's the Diesel sound right on cue. Thank you very much. The Diesel went in from 40 yards out to seal the deal for the Cougars. They ended up winning that game 40-28. That put them into the NCS championships, and they had to travel to Las Lomas. Las Lomas was 11-1 on the season, the number one seed. And who would have thought that that game would have gone 0-0 into the fourth quarter?
Certainly not I.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody did, but Rancho Cotati finds a way to win. And as I mentioned earlier, they have been in every game this season, they really finish strong. And we have a interview with Coach Garrick Hotelling we're going to get to in just one moment. And Coach Garrick Hotelling likes to talk about 48 minutes. And he mentions to me, Nick, we play 48 minutes. We don't give up until four zeros are on that clock. And sure enough, against Las Lomas, they had scored a touchdown. The Diesel had a short run, put Cougars up 7-0. But Las Lomas was driving. And with less than a minute in the game, Las Lomas was on the 12-yard line, threw a pass towards the end zone, and Jack Reese stepped inside of the receiver, intercepted it, and Rancho was able to salt out the clock and get the 7-0 victory, which put him into territory that they had never traveled before, a regional final. In the regional final last week, they had to travel to Sierra down in Manteca. Sierra 11-3, and it was a horrible night. Weather-wise, the field was totally muddy. Several of the players had mentioned to me, said, Nick, that was the toughest game I ever played in my life. The conditions made it that way. But there was also other factors that involved in it. The officiating crew was very suspect. I watched the game, and I was very disappointed with some of the calls and what happened in the game. And the clock management was totally very poor in the fourth quarter. The game seemed to go on forever and ever.
Thank you for editing yourself there.
The game went on forever and ever, and finally, with a 10-0 victory, and I got to tell you, the thing that stood out to me in that game was it was 0-0 at halftime. Alex Sandoval, with the wind blowing, the rain, the muddy field conditions, Alex Sandoval hits a 38-yard field goal right at the last seconds of the first half, so the Cougars go in leading 3-0. And we've seen Alex Sandoval. He's a soccer player. Plays two sports. He's very good. And we've seen Alex had a couple of tough games out here, Jeff, you know, where he just struggled with his extra points and whatnot. But probably, no doubt in my mind, that was the biggest kick in Alex's life. And he nailed the 38-yarder. The Cougars went in to lead 3-0 at halftime. A 47-yard run late in the game by that man. And we talk about him a lot. He's the best running back in the North Bay here. Rashid, the Diesel Rankin, went 47 yards to set up a one-yard touchdown run, and the Cougars' defense ended the game with a 10-0 victory and their second consecutive shutout. So coming into tonight's game, the Cougars' defense is on fire. They are not allowing any. You know what, if I'm a realtor, I love the I love the defense of the Cougars because they're all about real estate. And they're not giving up any of it, Jeff.
Well, what's great about this Rancho team, and especially the defense, is that's the one thing that you need to hold firm throughout your playoff push, is you need great defense. You need a running game, too. Rancho just happens to both. And they've also shown that both those things will travel, indeed. And that's what they've done, whether it's been Manteca or here in Runner Park. They've taken care of business every step of the way.
Absolutely. So, hey, Joe, let's go ahead and run the interview that we did before the game with Coach Garrick Hotelling.
This is Nick Mattis at Rancho Cotati High School for the Division 3A State Championship, Rancho Cotati versus Bakersfield Christian. I'm with Coach Garrick Hotelling. of the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Your team has never gotten this far before. What was the ingredient this year that this team just kept winning in the fourth quarter?
I think, you know, it's no one thing. I think we're like a Swiss Army knife, and it's something different every game. But above all else, we're like a complete team. We have, you know, there's no one individual that's responsible for winning us all these games. It's just a complete 100% team effort.
Yeah, 48 minutes. The Cougars always seem to do well at the end of the fourth quarter. So what did you say to the boys here, Coach, when you left the locker room? Or have you spoken to them one last time before they hit the field?
Yeah, I spoke to them. You know, just about not playing tight. And we really have nothing to lose. We weren't expected to be in this game. And you know, if you asked me when we were 3-3 and losing at halftime to Windsor, I would have said, you know, there's no way we're going to be in a state game. But, you know, our team turned it around, and honestly, the pressure's on the other team, the private school, and we're just going to come out and have fun.
Recipes for success tonight, Coach?
I'd be able to throw the football. I'm looking for at least 200 yards passing. If we do that, we're probably going to win the game. We got a control number 10, and he can't have a big game, and we got several different plans for that, and then turnovers. We got to win the turnover battle.
That's Garrick Hotaling, the head coach for the Rancho Cotati Cougars. This is Nick Mattis for KSRO's Game of the Week.
Thanks for that interview, Nick. I think you look at Coach Hotaling, and the thing that's so impressive is he's very level-headed. Like, I know for a fact this man's heart has to be pumping out of his chest. He's coaching his alma mater, or, you know, high school alma mater, to a state championship appearance, and you wouldn't even know it. It's like we talked to him on the phone yesterday on the morning show on KSRO, and it sounded like the dude just rolled out of bed when he was probably up all night watching film. There's something to be said with his level of composure when you take it and you compare it to other coaches from around the league. The first one that comes to mind is Paul Cronin because of how animated he gets on the sideline. But that'll be something to look out for. You don't want to be the coach that costs your team a chance to win because you can't keep calm.
Yeah, that's a great point right there about keeping composure. And in a game like this, I believe his job is to keep his team composed. And he mentioned to me several times that Jared the Night Stalker, their senior quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the North Bay section here, he plays best when he's relaxed and has fun. So the key to the success for the Cougars, keep them relaxed. Keep them having fun. Don't put a lot of extra pressure on them. And Garrick does a nice job of that. When we're talking about some other players on the Cougars, we've already mentioned several times Rasheed Rankin, the Diesel, the best running back in this area. Shane Moran would probably put up an argument there, but the Brahma Bull is just a junior, and I'm sure he'll take over that title next season. But we've seen Rasheed Rankin, the Diesel, run the football. 6'1", 225 pounds. It takes more than one or two guys to get Rasheed down, and he likes to run the football angry. I love that when he said, "Hey, Nick, you know, I run angry, and I'm going to fall forward." That's just how he likes to operate out there. So when we're looking at some of the other players, we mentioned the quarterback, Jared the Night Stalker, 6'1", 180 pounds. And I want to mention this about Jared. In the last two victories that the Cougars have had in the regional final and the North Coast Section Championship, their defense had shutouts. But Jared the Night Stalker did a great job of keeping field position. He's a punter on the team, and he does a superb job of punting the football and angling it out of bounds. I think that's a part of his game that gets overlooked because he's so adept at kicking the football away from the returners. So Jared the Night Stalker's got a big night tonight. Luckily for Jared, he does not play defense, so he'll get to come to the sidelines and regather, get some ideas. We want to also talk about their two receivers, Jack Reese. I mentioned Jack had a big interception against Las Lomas, less than a minute in the game, but he also is their wide receiver, and he's their big threat. Jack can stretch the field, 6'2", 165 pounds, a very good athlete with great hands, also returns punts and kickoffs. He does it all for the team, and I think they're tied in tonight. Anthony Scardina, I look for him to be a factor tonight. Not only is Anthony 6'4", 200 pounds, he's a big target, but the Eagles have a player that Anthony's going to have to match up with when he's on defense. They have a player, and we're going to talk about him in a couple of minutes, Ben Uriset. And Ben is a player that's going to Stanford, a Division I school, and I know Coach Garrick Hotaling has mentioned they're going to have to game plan for him. They're going to have to block him. If they don't, they're going to have a lot of trouble with Ben. So do you have anything you want to add on any of those players?
I enjoy watching Scardino play. He's just a big guy. He reminds me of like a Rob Gronkowski in a sense, because he can get down the field and make the necessary catches, but he's also a great blocker, whether they need him to sit back and pass block or he needs to open up a hole for Rankin or some of these other running backs to get through. He's more than capable of doing it, so it's a treat to watch him. I just want to say, Rashid Rankin, there's nobody around here that absorbs contact like him. Like you said, there's going to be about 6, 7, maybe even countless instances in this game where there'll be 3 or 4 bodies hanging off a Rankin, and he'll still be falling forward for 4 or 5 yards at a pop.
Yeah, and he's tough to bring down. Tonight, the field is in great shape. There's been a little bit of rain, but we're on AstroTurf or whatever you want to, synthetic turf. The field looks in great shape. There may be some slippery footballs. That's part of what you're dealing with here on December 14th. But compared to the last two games that the Cougars have had to play against Las Lomas for the NCS title and Sierra last week, this is heaven out here, I got to tell you, for the Cougars. We mentioned that their defense has had 2 straight shutouts in the 2 biggest games of the season. And let's talk a little bit about
National Anthem.
National Anthem, I don't think it's getting ready quite yet. We may have to take a quick break when we hear the National Anthem. We will do that, but I'm going to continue to talk until we get there, because I want to mention a little bit about their defense, led by Mahala Santorinos. The junior linebacker also plays guard. I always like to mention that Mahalis is the cousin of Elias Rantisi, probably one of the outstanding defensive players ever in Rancho Cotati history. So Mahala Santorinos is a junior, makes a lot of their tackles. Their sophomore, Giorgio Mincarini, 6'3", 180 pounds. He's an excellent player. Started on varsity as a freshman. Definitely has 2 more solid years after this. And then a few weeks ago, Ty Paletti came back, and Ty had 2 interceptions against Benicia, 6'180 pounds. And tonight, the Cougars have 2 players coming off of the disabled list that are going to play tonight, Darius Hurst and Samari Jones, and both of them will get some action on defense,
and
so that's going to be very exciting.
Samari's got a cast on his left hand that's the size of, I have no idea. He's smuggling something in that cast, though. It's enormous.
Well, Darius Hurst has the same thing. I think we're not going to find them on offense, but they definitely could play some defense.
They will be punching the football free with those casts, I'll tell you that.
That might work out well. Are you kidding me? We're going to have to keep an eye on that. I do want to mention, I already mentioned their place kicker, Alex Sandoval. He may play a big part in tonight's game. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets an opportunity to kick some field goals tonight, especially after the 38-yarder that he buried at the end of the half last week against Sierra. Just so exciting here. But we've got the marching band coming onto the field here for Rancho Cotati. Let's send it back to Joe Pasquini. You're listening to the CIF Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati High School, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
La Coco's voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe La Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
"Geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?"
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. We're finishing off the playing of the national anthem. Okay, we're at Rancho Cotati High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. We're going to have live updates from Cardinal Newman from the Mayo Man, Paul Mayo Torini. Bakersfield Christian Eagles have traveled here from the Oceanside, and they're coming here to take on the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Both teams 11-3 on the season. Their head coach, Darren Carr, is in his fifth year.
I'm sorry, did you say Darren Carr, like the Oakland Raiders quarterback?
Same exact name.
Ah, okay.
This is Darren Carr's fifth year as the coach. This will be their second appearance under Darren Carr in the state championship. In 2016, they lost to Camp Olindo. That was the school's second appearance. They're 0-2 in the state final, so they're hungry for a victory. And interestingly enough, they're 23-game league winning streak was snapped this season against Ridgeview. Ridgeview ended up winning the league. That was on October 18th. Their last loss of the season, they've gone on to win six consecutive games. And in those six games, Jeff, the closest game that they've had, their margin of victory was 14 points. So they haven't played a lot of really tough games, whereas Rancho Cotati, every game seems to be a tough game for the Cougars, Jeff. Interestingly enough, their defense, very good defense against Sunny Hills. They defeated Sunny Hills last week, 42-21. Their coach, Darren Carr, said they played their best game in the regional final. Very impressed, he said, with their toughness and grit. Sunny Hills only had 62 yards rushing. So I think that's where Garrick Hotaling was saying, "Nick, we need balance tonight.
Something's got to give." And yes, you definitely want to be playing your best football this late in the season because you just want to keep that momentum running.
Yeah. Their star player, we mentioned him before, number 10, Ben Jurosik, 6'5", 220 pounds, leads the team in tackles, 15 sacks. He's caused four fumbles. This guy does everything. He's going to Stanford University, Division I team. Obviously, he's a very good player. Coach Garrick Hotaling mentioned to me, he said, "Nick, we're going to have to double-team Ben on defense. We cannot let him get to the quarterback." And conversely, they have a 5'5" player, Chris Gutierrez. And Chris is a very talented little guy, real big heart. Didn't play football as a freshman. He was a basketball player. Came out, is on the punt return team. He plays defense in the secondary. He's a wide receiver. Just a great little athlete with a big heart. Interesting story on his first appearance that he played on sophomore on the varsity. The first pass he lays out for and makes a catch, and the coach said, "Oh my God, we've got a real gem here." Their running back, David Stevenson, is a fantastic player. Had transferred over from Centennial. He had an ankle injury and had not played the last two games, but no guts, no glory. He's out there tonight, Jeff, to give it all he's got, leave it on the field.
You only got one game. You might as well let it go.
Yeah, absolutely. Ronnie Simrell is their big play wide receiver, averages 20 yards a reception. He also transferred in, and get this, Jeff, he transferred in from a high school that was 1-19. So you don't think that was this was a breath of fresh air for him to come to Bakersfield Christian, and they had a 23-game winning streak. So here we go. Their quarterback, Dominic Gamboni, we're going to see him, because kicking off in the blue, going from our right to left, is the Rancho Cotati Cougars. They'll be kicking it off to Bakersfield Christian. They've got really cool helmets, Jeff. What would you say? They're gold?
It's a definite blue and gold. I'm just trying to figure the it would appear to be what I think are eagle's wings on the side of their helmet.
There you go. They've got all white uniforms with the beautiful gold helmet. Thanks for joining us here. The CIF Division 3A State Championship presented to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. And Alex Sandoval will be kicking off from the left hash mark. Ball placed right at the 40-yard line. Alex's kick is a deep kick. It's going to be returned. Taken right at the 10-yard line and coming up the middle. He's veering to the outside. He's got a little lane. He's got some running room. He's going up the sideline for a substantial gain. And he's finally run out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Number 34, Krayshawn Kizzy there on the return, giving Bakersfield Christian exactly what they need. Perfect starting position here. See what this offense can do.
Krayshawn Kizzy, just a freshman. Returns all their kicks. An excellent player. I can't hear you. Taking over now is Dominic Gamboni, the quarterback. Dominic's a senior. This is his first year as a quarterback. Stevenson and running back to the left.
Mine's too loud now.
The snap is going to be an illegal start, false movement on the offensive line of the Eagles. That's going to set them back 5 yards. It's going to make it first down and 15. The ball is placed on their own 36-yard line. The start of the game here, the CIF 3A State Championship at Rancho Cotati. History in the making. The fans are engaged. Dominic Gamboni in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, throws out, it's a screen on the left, and the Cougar defense stops him after a 3-yard gain. Coming up to make the tackle, Ty Paletti, along with Mahalis Santorinos, and you'll hear that name all night long, won't you?
Mahalis Santorinos, definitely the heart and soul of this defense. He will be in on almost every single tackle, or at least it seems like it.
Second down and 10, the football right at the 39-yard line of the Eagles. The snap goes to Gamboni, drops back, looking loud. He's got some time. Now he rushes, and he's going to be put down.
Number 58 for Rancho Cotati. That's Raymond Nixon there on the sack, coming up with a big stop, and that'll bring up third and 11 here for Bakersfield Christian. If you're Rancho Cotati, this has started out swimmingly for you. You couldn't have asked for a better start here on defense, especially after the giving up that big kickoff return.
Third down, 10. Gamboni was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Big crowd here at Rancho Cotati, and right now they're engaged.
They are rocking the booth.
Third and 10. Gamboni in the shotgun's got Stevenson to his left. Three receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. Looking over the defense, gets the snap, drops straight back. He's got time. Now he throws long down the middle of the field. And the ball's going to be tipped and intercepted. Coming up the field,
Gianni Giglio, the Italian.
Ty Paletti got his hand on the football. It tipped up in the air. And Gianni Giglio, the right man in the right place with the interception. and the Cougars take over at their own 37-yard line.
Just a spectacular play there by Paletti, having the presence of mind. If I can't get it, I'm at least disrupt the flight of the pass, because that pass was destined for six. And Gianni Giglio, it looks like he's a little slow getting up here as he goes out to line up for wide receiver, but was a right time, right place, made the perfect play.
The play was started by Ty Paletti, who got his hand up on the ball, tipped it away from Simrel, the wide receiver, and Gianni Giglio, the right man in the right spot, makes the interception, and the Cougars get the first turnover of the game. And I got to believe that won't be the last.
That's huge. You think the game couldn't have started off any worse for Rancho with that big special teams play. Then your defense sits tough for three straight plays, and you're able to force a turnover here. And not bad field position, by the way.
Yeah, 37-yard line. The Cougars on their own side of the field. Jared, the Night Stalker's got the Cougars wrapped up. They're going to work on the clock a little bit. The official's coming over.
There's an issue with the scoreboard right now. It looks like it's been turned off or it's lost power. That's no bueno.
Well, when I came up, I got to tell you, when I came up here, I saw the boys down there, and they plugged in a nice big heater, and I'm hoping... I'm hoping that GFI didn't kick off, Jeff.
You didn't short circuit what little electricity you got up here.
Yeah, they were hooking up a heater. I thought, okay, cool, guys. You're indoors here. We're up on the top of the stadium, yeah. By the way. And we did have some rain earlier. The rain has stopped. But
knock on wood. Knock on wood.
You're knocking on my head, right?
Yeah,
okay, thanks, Jeff. Jeff Woodward, Nick Mattis, they're going to try to get the clock underway. I mentioned to you, we've got the Mayo man, Paul Mayo Torinas, in Cardinal Newman at the game there, the Division 2A state final down there, just down the road, and he's going to give us an update. Joe Pasquini in the studio is going to gather all the scores from several of the CIF championship games going on, and a lot of them are right at 6 o'clock tonight, wouldn't you know it?
Every game starting at 6, I think it makes sense. I thank the CIF for doing that.
Yeah.
We get out here a little bit earlier, get the action to the public a little bit earlier, let the kids maybe go out and celebrate post-game if it all goes accordingly.
Yeah, I want to thank Buck Stoves, Pools and Spas, Patrick down there. If you need a low-pie insert or a fireplace extraordinaire, go down there. You know, the inserts, you can burn that all the time now. There's wood problems, so nobody's using any more of the wood burning stoves, but they've got some really nice gas inserts. Boy, and I could tell you, we could use one up here right now, huh, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a timeout here while they're doing it, so why don't we send it back to the studio? No, hold on a minute. Here they boys are coming back onto the field.
Looks like they're going to keep track of it on their watches. We're going to go old-fashioned here.
Yep, they are. The officials are going to keep it on the field while they're trying to work out things. So we're going to keep it right here. It is going to make it a little bit more of a challenge for Jeff and I. But first and 10, Cougars, the football at their own 37-yard line after the interception by Gianni Giglio. Jared, the Night Stalker's got Rashid, the Rankin, the Diesel, standing right behind him. Three receivers right. One receiver left, Anthony Scardina, the 6'4", tight end, is spread out to the left. And I think we'll find this all night long. The idea for the Cougars is to try to get as few men in the box as they possibly can to bring down the Diesel. Coming in the motion now. And there's a false start on the left defensive end. The left defensive end came off.
The Stanford commit there, Ben Urasek, getting caught on the false start. Jared Stalker using a clap to trigger that.
That'll shorten it up, make it a first down and 5. The football pushed up to the 42-yard line of the Cougars. Jared, the Night Stalker, in the shotgun. Three receivers right. Now he shifts the Diesel to the right. Coming in motion now is Dimitri Johnson. The ball's handed straight up the middle to the Diesel, and he's going to be stopped after a 1-yard gain. Nothing there for the Diesel on the first running play.
Number 10, Ben Urasek, was wrapped around his ankles being dragged on the turf while an additional 2 Bakersfield defenders came in. And I said that in the pregame, that it's going to take many, many men to bring down Rashid Rankin.
Second down and a short 3. Right here at the start of the first quarter. Thanks for joining us. The Division 3A State Championship. Rancho Cotati, Bakersfield Christian. Second down and 3. 3 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Rashid Rankin shifts to the left. The snap now coming around the end is Jared Stalker. Let's see if he can get... No, he's got nothing there, and he stopped immediately. He might have even lost one. coming up from the secondary is their defensive back. And leading the tackle was Carter Lynch, two-way player for the Eagles.
Now, Stalker's deceptively quick here. The kid can scoot a little bit, but right there he's just unable to get around the edge and try and pick up that first down for Rancho Cotati.
Third down and four. 1 yard loss on that play by Jared the Night Stalker. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Cougars looking over the play now. They line up on the ball. See what Coach Gehrig Hotaling is dialed up. The Night Stalker's going to run, and he's going to be stopped for a two-yard short stop. He's got sacked. Excuse me right there, a little bit of confusion on my part. It looked like Jared was going to throw the football at the last minute. He tucked it down and took the loss. Probably a smart play there, Jeff. I don't want to force one there.
You don't want to turn the ball over at this portion or on this side of the field.
That's going to force a punt. Jared, the Night Stalker, drops back into punting formation. I mentioned he's had two excellent games kicking the football for the Cougars in the last two games. The snap is good. Jared's kick is a low line drive kick. It's going to be taken at the 35-yard line. It's going around the left end. There's a penalty marker, but he's going to go all the way, and he's pushed out of bounds.
Number six, Chris Gutierrez, getting to the Rancho 35, but it'll be interesting to see here. I see three flags at around the 30-yard line about where we received the kick, so there's probably going to be some clipping, a block in the back here. This is coming back.
Chris Gutierrez, the 5'5", all-around player for the Eagles, took that punt, went up the left sideline, had some good yards, but it's going to be for naught as the penalty marker is going to erase it and it's going to push the Eagles deep into their own territory.
So you go from having the ball on Rancho's 35-yard line to now having the ball at your 35, and here we go, marching it back, and they're going to spot it at about the 25-yard line.
Right at the 25-yard line, the second possession for the Eagles. We will have to just let you know about the clock when we can get that going. Right now we have some technical difficulties on the scoreboard. Dominic Gamboni, the quarterback for the Eagles, in the shotgun. Three receivers left. Has his running back Stevenson to his left. Gets the snap, hands it to Stevenson. He comes up the middle. And excuse me, that's Jess Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger stopped for no gain. I mentioned that Stevenson was going to try to get back into the lineup, but right now they're going to go with Jess Wattenbarger. He was the running back last week in their victory over Sunny Hills, and he's in there right now. Second down and 9.5 yards. We'll give him a half-yard gain on that. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Snap in. Now Gamboni fakes it, throws it out in the flat, and the ball's knocked away and almost intercepted. Jack Reese came up quickly from the defensive secondary to knock it away. Jack Reese timed it perfectly, came flying up from the secondary. Just as the ball reached the receiver, Jack charted away, incomplete pass. Third down and 10. The football at the 26-yard line of the Eagles.
This Rancho Cotati defense doing a great job of holding firm here. Third down, we'll see what Bakersfield Christian can pull out.
The Cotati defenders dropping back. It's going to be a screen out to the flat. And Rancho Cotati's got it, and he gets away. And he's moving upfield for a first down. Chris Gutierrez, the little 5'5" wide receiver, juked a couple. There is a penalty marker on the play. Let's see what it is here.
Mahalis Santorinos was able to track him down and eventually bring him down from behind. But I'm curious to see if this is another potential block in the back or a clipping call here. Oh, it looks like they're going to pick up the flag.
Nope, they're picking up the flag. So first down Eagles, a big third down play, and that is the Achilles heel right there for the Cougars, tackling. Coach Gehrig Hotaling mentioned to me several times that this game would come down to tackling, and the Cougars had an opportunity for the stop right there, but Gutierrez got away from it, went upfield. First and 10 Eagles at their own 44. The handoff to Wattenbarger comes up the middle. After a one-yard gain, he stopped.
Beyond that last play, Nick, it looked like Gutierrez was caught dead to rights in the backfield, but he was able to get around the edge there and get the first down. And if I'm Bakersfield Christian, I would just keep feeding him the ball for as long as he can. he seems to be giving the Rancho Cotati defense a little bit of a problem here. Might want to possibly exploit that moving forward.
Second down and 9.5. The football right at the Eagles' own 45-yard line. We're midway through the first quarter, and that's just a guess. Ben Jurosik goes in motion now, and he settles at the right. The snap goes through Dominic's hands, and he's sacked immediately.
Number 42, Gino Mancarini, met him right there in the backfield after he bobbled the snap.
The snap went through Gamboni's hands. Soon as he picked it up, Mancarini nailed him and dropped him for a 5-yard loss. It's going to bring up third down and 15, the football back at their 34-yard line.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and the Rancho defense catching a break right there with that botched snap.
I've always preferred to be lucky, okay? Are you kidding me? Third down and 15. Gamboni remains in the shotgun. That I believe he'll be there all night long. Two receivers right, two receivers left.
Last third and deep. Rancho is able to force a turnover.
He's got time. He looks over the middle, and he throws it. And the ball is caught by Ben Jurosik. Jurosik makes the catch, and he's downed immediately. Lucky if he got back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to force a punt.
Alex Smith and Mahalis Santorinos there to make the tackle together to drop back in coverage. And, yeah, he didn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage for the down and distance here. Now Bakersfield Christian will be punting. It looks like Jack Reese is back to field the kick.
Ben Jurosik in punting formation for the Eagles. And three defenders were guarding Ben on that catch. They're going to make sure they know where Ben is on the field all game long. Excellent job so far. The snap is good. Ben's kick is a high, deep kick. And it's going to bounce at the 16-yard line, goes parallel along the field, and is finally downed at the 12-yard line. An excellent job of turning the field, Ben Jurosik. Boy, that man is all we thought he would be.
That was a terrific kick, and credit Jack Reese there for stepping away and not even trying to field the kick. He looked like he was sure to be lit up by one of those streaking covering men.
Yeah, Ben. Jack signaled for a fair catch and let the ball bounce over his head. Luckily for the Cougars, it didn't take a big bounce. You know what I'm saying? It didn't take a big bounce.
Did get a friendly bounce there, yes.
Cougars take over at their own 12-yard line, their second possession in the game. Jared the Night Stalker gets the handoff, hands it up the middle, and there's nowhere to go. Right now, the defensive line for the Eagles is dominating.
Rankin with nowhere to go, despite the fact that it still took – it seemed like the entire defensive line to bring him down. Just no gap available for him to shoot.
Second down and 10. The Diesel lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage on that. Jared the Night Stalker is going to have to throw the football tonight. Garrick O'Tailing invention it. Now he's going to throw the ball. Throws it quickly, and there's going to be a quick screen. Moving up the field is Jack Reese. But a great job on the defense by the Eagles. They stopped Jack after a 3-yard gain. Jack caught the football over on the right flat, eluded the first tackler, but the pursuit caught up to Jack, and it's going to force a third down and 5. Third down and 5 for the Cougars, their second possession of the game. We're still in the first quarter. Stockard shifts Rashid Rankin to the right. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Stalker looking over the defense. Rashid moves forward a little bit. Now he gets the snap. Looking out in the flat. Eludes the tackler. Now if he can get away, he does. And here goes Jared the Night Stalker. See if he can get the first down. And he falls forward right at the sticks.
It looks like from our angle he got it. Now remember, he's not the fastest guy out there, but he's certainly shifty. He keeps active feet and does a great job. He's got great pocket awareness, and his pocket presence is bar none.
Yeah, very good. Just exactly what you said. You couldn't have described that better. He was very shifty on the play. Jared found a hole, just got enough for the first down, and they're moving the sticks. First and 10, Cougars. Football's going to be placed at their own 24-yard line. Tight formation for the Cougars now with just one receiver split left. Rashid Rankin now shifts straight behind the Night Stalker. He gets the football. He comes up the middle. This time he finds a little hole and he falls forward for a gain of 3 yards.
And Nick, that might be his biggest run of the night so far. Credit Bakersfield Christian and their ability to just close up any gaps there in the battle of the trenches when you got the big uglies going up against the hog mollies.
The, the offensive line for Rancho's going to have to do their job. We've got three receivers left, stacked right behind each other. One receiver right with Rashid Rankin in right behind Jared Stocker.
Could we see a screen pass to Scardina right here?
We're going to see a quick pass out to the right to Jack Reese. There's a penalty marker, a substantial gain. Jack Reese went up the field for 10 yards. So let's see what the call is. The marker came down very quickly from the side, Judge.
The suspense is killing me.
Illegal procedure against the Cougars. Going to deny a very nice play. That probably was a little bit of a false start on one of the Cougars. I didn't see it, but it's going to deny the gain.
Coach Hodley pointing out something to the officials.
Set up second down and 10. The football pushed back to the original line of scrimmage, which is at the 24-yard line of the Cougars. Jared the Night Stalker looking over for some signals.
Look at all the weaponry that Stalker has out on the field right now between Jack Reese. You have Jordan Broderick, Giglello, and then you also have Scardina out wide. And then, of course, he's accompanied by Rashid Rankin.
He's going to fake the handoff, gives it to Scardina, comes up the middle, plunges forward, gets as many yards out of it as he could as he falls forward. The football right at the 29-yard line. It's going to set up a third down and a long five.
I was just a play too early on the Scardina screen pass prediction, but
I liked it. I liked that call. Jeff Woodward, Nick Mattis with Joe Pasquini, the Godfather, in the studio. Thanks for joining us here. Big third down play here for the Cougars. Third down, the football at their own 29-yard line. Jared the Night Stalker's got a naked backfield. Three receivers left, two receivers right. Jared's going to fake the handoff, looking for a hole, comes up the middle, and he's hit, and he's going to be just short. Ben Jurosik put a hit on Jared the Night Stalker. Let's see where they place it. They may give him the first down. Boy, but was he hit by Jurosik.
He's going to feel that one tomorrow because Jurosik hit him with all 6'5", 220 pounds, but not before Stalker was able to get the first down. So it's going to hurt just a little less knowing that it was a mission accomplished.
First and 10, Jared the Night Stalker using his legs to move the football for the Cougars. Ball placed right at the 34.5-yard line. First and 10 Cougars here late in the first quarter. Again, Stalker's going to throw out. It's a quick screen, and the ball's dropped by Jack Reese. The pass was right where it needed to be. Jack took his eyes off of it and tried to look upfield and drops the football.
Jack might want to put some more stick-em-up on those gloves because the grease pig's going to just get tougher and tougher to hold on to as the night progresses here.
Second down and 10. We have no score board right now, so we just have to just wait for the officials to give us the idea when the quarter's going to be over. Second down and 10. Rashid the Diesel Rankin in the backfield. One end on the left and one end on the right. Tight formation for the Cougars. Second and 10. Rankin shifts to the left. Stalker looking to pass. Throws long down the sideline. And he overthrows Jack Reese.
Now that overthrow was only by about a yard or two. And you got to believe that if the ball was probably a little bit drier or maybe the conditions out on the turf were a little bit nicer, that pass would probably be completed on ideal conditions. But you're just going to have to adapt. Great touch on the pass by Stalker, just a little too much.
Yeah, I think maybe if Jared would have put a little more air underneath that. I like to say throw it to the moon, put it on the sideline. Jack may have been able to run underneath it. It's going to set up a third down and 10. You got to believe this is a passing down. Third down and 10, one receiver left, one receiver right, and Rashid Rankin in the backfield. Stalker looking over the plate, gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Now he rolls to the right, and he throws quickly, and the ball's caught by Anthony Scardina, but he's going to be just short. A nice catch by Anthony Scardina as Jared the Night Stalker threaded the needle in the middle of the defense, but Anthony was not able to move upfield.
A terrific catch by Scardina. This is what makes him so fun to watch. He knew the contact was coming, but he still went up there, got the ball, brought it back down, and yeah, he's about a yard or two short. And now the question for Hodling is it worth going for it? Your defense is held pretty strong, but at the same time, you turn the ball over. That's instant great field position there for Bakersfield Christian.
That looks like it's going to do it here for the end of the first quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week, the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.